Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking. Towards half forward.
Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty. Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend. Buddha Hocking.
He's in the studio making himself coffee and being a nuisance. Gary Hocking. Buddha, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to be Oprah. You get a good morning and you get a good morning and our listeners get a good morning.
Well, it's not a car, but thank you.
No,
thank you, Oprah. Now, look, a big round of footy. It's very exciting. You mentioned this. I don't know how you knew it days ago that tonight's game sold out here at Geelong. We'll do that at the very end of your segment, as we always do. But it's getting towards the pointy end of the season, Buds. It's a very exciting time.
Well, round 17. So there's only a few rounds to go before some of those teams outside the eight and also just inside the eight need to get busy. And this is a round where I reckon you've got to be able to win. Those teams that are, 9 and 10, 11, who are, 4 points behind, maybe just 4 points in front, have to do something. They have to win. And there's a couple of games where they play against each other. So it's an interesting round, Mark.
Let's leave the Geelong-Melbourne. We'll spend a bit of time on that top-of-the-table clash in a few minutes. We'll go to tomorrow night, Sydney and Bulldogs. Again, important game for both.
Yeah, very important game, Mark. Dogs are 10th. They need to win. That was one of the teams that I was talking about, just outside the eight. They haven't been great. Bevo's just looks a little bit upset. He's normally chirpy and happy, but I think...
Is he?
No coach, no AFL coach is ever happy.
No,
never.
No.
Even if they're winning, they're not happy.
He's angry.
So, look, if they lose, they're in the doghouse, and certainly Bevo will be out there. Sydney got rolled by the inconsistent Bombers, so they need to bounce back as well, and I'm going to tip Sydney up there against the Dogs.
Saturday, the MCG, 1:45. This is a great game. The Pies in North Melbourne. Kids go for free if you want to take the kids up there on Saturday and see the Pies. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Well... go up and have a look at something else, maybe. what is up in Melbourne at the moment that is on that the kids can go and watch rather than go and watch this game? Yeah, go to the zoo, I reckon.
Get
your car pinched at the zoo. That's what I did a few years ago. I took my kids up to a membership day just quickly. Going off task, I went up there with the kids, Melina and three kids, brand new Ford Falcon, came back no car. What do we do?
Oh, God.
Unbelievable, gone. So
did you get it back?
Got it back about a week later with
burnt.
Very minimal accessories on it.
Oh, no. Listen, that's not going to happen.
Anyway, I'm tipping the Pies.
Yeah, there's a few good players. Who's back in for the Pies this week? They're all back. I know Brody Grundy's not back yet, and I know we're not discussing it. Are we moving on?
No, Darcy Moore might be playing.
Might be playing after
that knee hiccup.
Yeah, okay. Pies for everybody. Okay,
righto, good. Gold Coast and Richmond at Metricon Stadium.
I like the fact that, and we've been talking about this, I've been hammering at this as well, Mark, that Stewie Jew's been given 2 years, so that's great. That's good stability for him, great stability for the footy club. Martin is out, as we know. Vlosten, I think that's the way you say it. He's got a 1 week suspension, a bit of a thug. I'm only saying that because it's Richmond. But then
you're not getting under my skin.
No. Perestia could be back from that concussion. I think it's a danger game. Suns have really improved. It's just one of those sneaky danger games. But I'll tip the Tigers.
Nice.
I'm the only one going for the Gold Coast there. I hope they win. St Kilda and Frio.
Well, the big one here is Frio away. You know, like they haven't been that good. Got beaten by Carlton a few weeks ago. Both coming off good wins, though. Not completely sure, to be honest, who to pick. I'm like, which one? St Kilda, Dockers? I'll probably just go the Dockers off their good performance against Port Adelaide last week.
Another tight one here is Saturday night. Port Adelaide and GWS.
Yeah, it's generally been a little bit of a rivalry, and I reckon it's great that some teams are now building rivalry, and we'll talk about it shortly, even with the Cats and the D's. They're starting to build their own rivalry as well. And Port and GWS have that little rivalry as well, and Port are a really good team. GWS last week was a great win against Hawthorn in the wet. Port coming back off that trip to from Perth will maybe just be a little bit of a dull sense for them. it's always hard when you travel and come back. But look, in front of their fans with that song going, the In Excess guys and getting everything up and about, I think they should win. So I dribbled on there a little bit, but I'm tipping Port.
We're used to it.
Maybe a little bit. Talking footy, Buddha Hocking in the house. We're halfway through the round. If you missed the tips earlier, they'll be online a bit later this morning. They'll all be sitting
follow
there.
Them. You'll end up fourth.
Now.
Sorry.
Who's the other person in this, Millie? Who are we talking about? There's three of us.
Don't poke the hornet's nest.
I'll tell you what, I enjoyed it too. All right, now let's get into it. Brisbane and Essendon 1-10 on Sunday at the Gabba.
Well, Essendon are a chance because last week they beat the Swans. They toughed it out, but the Lions, I think, at the Gabba are a really strong team. Neil's the one, so I think that if you put Neil away, it's like if you cut off the thumb, the hand doesn't function. So I think if you go after Neil, because he's just got that handballing game, he brings others into it. He's one of the bigger players in the competition for scoring assists. They've got a really good forward line. So if you can take that out, Essendon could win, but I just can't see them backing up last week's victory against the Swans. So I'll tip the Lions.
And it's at the Gabba as well.
Yeah, I'm
going. Gabbatois. Yeah.
The Gabbatois. Hawthorn Adelaide at Marvel Stadium.
Well, this is too old for people tipping. If you're thinking Hawthorn are a walkover, the last couple of previous meetings, it is too all beef patties, and I'm thinking it's going to be the Crows here at 3-2. So I'm tipping the Crows to go one up.
Right. All righty. West Coast and Carlton.
Ooh.
That's easy, isn't it?
Well, it's over there.
Well, this is the one I was talking about. If you do drop Carlton a fifth, so if they do drop, they're only 4 points behind. Sorry, 4 points in front of six. So I'm not quite. I think that might be Fremantle, but at the moment, if Fremantle win, they can. This is where places can be swapped, and Carlton actually can be swamped by a couple of teams just below them because of the points. And they also have a very poor percentage of the top eight. They have the lowest percentage in there. So if you drop a game, you're going to get swamped. So. Carlton desperately need the win. So this is an eight-point game for Carlton, so I'm tipping them over there.
All righty. Let's double back high-low.
Righto. This is where the traffic lights come into play on Moorabool Street tonight.
Oh, yes. I heard about that.
Yeah. They.
Be quiet.
I was wondering why those orange things were over the top of them.
Shut up, the pair of you.
Sorry, Mel.
I didn't know that they were only used on game day.
Nor did I.
All right, then. Come on.
Geelong, Melbourne tonight, GMHBA Stadium, top of the table, close border. Go.
You said it's massive. I said it the other day. It's massive, massive, massive. This is a super heavyweight title fight. We all can't wait for it. We're frothing, salivating, whatever you want to talk about. Selwood and Deconing back for the Cats, that's a massive one. And also Gawn and Jackson, they're two ruckmen that they've missed over the last couple of weeks. That'll add a lot of bite to their rucks, and also Oliver Petraka at ground level. Look, both these teams may meet in the grand final, so this is a prelude. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. I think that there's matchups everywhere across the ground, forward line, midfield, down back. Like, there's just quality of players. This is going to be an awesome game. And last year, Gawney, this is the one, Cats fans, Cats players, Gawney kicked that goal on the siren. So have that fire in your belly. Think about last year, come out, don't leave it late. Don't let, you know, Hawkins have a last kick, although it would be great for the game. Yeah. Or Gawney again, have another shot on the siren to win the game, although it would be great. But I just think the Cats just don't have enough talent to match. The D's are in good form, and I'll have to go against my Catters and go the D's, unfortunately.
Wow.
I've got to win this tipping segment.
fighting words.
Between the four of us.
Quickly, Leopold on the weekend, your GFL back after the bye. Who you got?
We've got Newtown on
three
Saturday.
And four.
2-10, yeah, so third versus fourth. Mm. And again, we can flip positions if we can get over the line. They beat us round two. We were a little bit messy. They're a really good side, well coached, and we are looking forward to it.
So does that mean tonight you're going to finish your training at 4:30 and you're going to finish at 6? You can get home in time for the game.
No training tonight.
You're joking. No, that'll be good. And actually, while we're on it, just quickly to wrap this up, with your whole right across, Leopold's going really well right across, you know, unders and then reserves. And everyone's doing really well this year, aren't they?
Yeah, the under-18s are going for three in a row. So they've found something over the last couple of weeks, which is great. The reserves and the 12 o'clock and the 2 o'clock, I think we're going for six in a row now. We've had five really good wins, getting some momentum, and it's a stiff opponent, Newtown. They're a well-coached club. They're a proud club, so it's going to be an awesome day for footy and for us.
Good luck.
Beautiful.
Thank you.